We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. Your home for ultimate classic rock. John right over here. He's the gunsmith. We're going to turn it over to him momentarily.
Is there a mirror around here? I want to see if I am the gunsmith.
No, take it from me. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Gems. We're going to talk some about Glocks and more, of course, in this segment. But Diamond Gems, boy, good folks.
Yeah, they sure are. And we appreciate them so much. They're right on Dorrit Highway, just south of Bristol Road.
Right around the corner from us.
And if, you know, if the truth doesn't hit the fan when you hit a pothole and your car doesn't drive right anymore, well, you can get front end alignments. You can get new wheels,
wheel
shocks,
bearings.
Wheel bearings. Yeah. Dan's a testament to wheel bearings as of late. And it's just a great place to get your car fixed. I strongly recommend it. I didn't realize just how many of my friends are going there now until recently. I started chatting in little group chats. And it's like, oh, yeah, I went there last Tuesday. Right. I went there last Thursday. We just missed each other.
I'm going to give you a little free diagnosis here ahead of time. So John, ask me, how do you know if you need wheel bearings?
How do you know if you need wheel bearings?
John, it's thank you for asking. Your car will start to sound like an airplane getting ready to take off. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, I was in it.
They put the thrusters forward. The engine
flaps. Yeah, flaps.
Exactly it. And you know, I'm driving a 2009 Buick Lucerne, so I'm like, you know, John's like, "What's that noise?
Yeah, what is that noise?"
And I'm like, "Oh, what noise?"
Yeah. It's always this loud in this car. It ain't supposed to be this loud.
Oh,
man.
It's not supposed to. You say. Maybe I better take it to Diamond Gems.
He looks at me and says, "Do you really think I have a problem?" I'm like, "Yes. Yes, you do."
So if you've got that going on, that could be the problem.
Well, and I'm just glad you got it fixed. Yeah. No matter what, I'm glad you got it fixed. So Diamond Gems took care of them, and they'll take care of you too. Give them a call. Get on their schedule, 810-743-4210. Remember, right in, they're in Burton on Dorrit Highway, just south of Bristol Road on the right-hand side. So Can't beat them. Now, this is a weird segment because news is coming in fast about Glock. Now, this past week, big news. Everybody's texting me. They're taking all the Glocks off the market.
What?
They're taking all Glock models off the market. They're ending production. You're a Glock guy. What's going on? So I go online. I start looking, and I'm getting these, you know, news bombs coming at me. And I'm like, okay, well, let's dig into it. But I'm going to take it with a grain of salt until it's time to go on the air with it. So Newsweek magazine really did a scathing report about it, saying a lot of things. But
about Glock or about the story?
About Glock.
Okay.
And not terrible, but it was they like jumped to their left-leaning presumptions. And so the Glock news this week is not directly from Glock, okay? It's all saying that this isn't coming directly from Glock. It's basically trickling down from distributors and places like the Glock store. And, well, this is the news. The news is also being twisted a little bit. Anti-gun rhetoric about Glocks being sought after guns to convert to full auto. This is their basis for the story. Now, there's a story about California. California has deemed like some Glocks illegal because so many bad people are using what's called a Glock switch, which makes them fully automatic.
It's different from the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, exactly. Or a switch that you'd have to go out and get so grandpa could smack your butt.
Give you a little educating.
Right. So now, I've had Glocks for over 30 years, and I've never had to put a switch on one, and I've never even thought of making one fully automatic. But apparently it's a thing. So
there's a technology, there's a hack that people can use.
Yeah,
to,
and it's a plastic device. I guess it can be made on a 3D printer. All I've done is seen, you know, like, stories about it, but I've never seen one.
Newsweek is pitching this story as though this is something that Glock is allowing or whatever.
Like they're a part of it. Well, it'd be like saying, Ford's guilty at selling Mustangs because they're too fast.
Yeah.
And people are making them faster.
If somebody's doing a workaround on a catalytic converter, like Ford's responsible for the reduced efficiency emissions.
Yeah, it's a little crazy, but that's the way the world seems to work. The world, according to lawyers. So they've been, Newsweek especially, really embellished the the crime stats for 2021 and use this as a basis for their story. They had to tie in a Glock story with a, you know, with their gun control movement. So the crime stats for 2021 are tough, and is extremely high suicide rate from COVID. And but all gun deaths in 2021, this is all from the CDC, Center for Disease Control, which I think President, I think the president's stripping them, the CDC, because they've, you know, they, because they're so one-sided.
Well, they're, yeah, they're getting them back to the original mission.
Yeah, there you go. So, so U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, there were 48,000.
Because that's what they were, that's what they were doing, you know, disease control and prevention.
Right.
And they were trying to, they were trying to say that gun violence
gun
is a disease.
Yeah. Right. So there were 48,830 people that died via weapons in that year. 21,000
were suicides.
Homicides.
Okay.
26,000 suicides.
So the suicides was the bigger.
The suicides was the bigger number. And there wasn't, you know, I mean, there was not a lot of good news in 2021.
Yeah,
you know,
it was bad.
It was
year.
A tough year. Mm-hmm. So the news is that Glock is discontinuing most of its commercial handguns by the end of November of this year.
Commercial handguns.
Commercial handguns, meaning all the ones that they sell
for
not
police.
Their military contracts, but the ones that they sell to the public, general public. Gen 3s, Gen 4s, these are their commercial line that they sell in every store in America. That's what they're
calling. They're discontinuing?
Discontinuing.
The ones that they sell to the public.
Yeah, yeah.
They are.
Yeah, there's a lot of guns. So it's this is all happening quick, too. By the end of November, they'll be
this
gone.
This is and this is from Glock.
Right, from Glock. Yep. Now this is, but this was, I'm the beginning of the story is, this is the story that Newsweek put out. And they're going to introduce a new line that these switches can't be used on.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, this all came from early rumors, and then it got brought out by a couple of distributors. But I've got the truth here from Glock. Came right from Glock. I've got that. I'm going to read that
last. The Glock press release.
The Glock, yeah, press release, which is good. And it's pretty hard-hitting. But it says this. So all this stuff is the news is that some models are going to be able to keep, like the 43X, the 48X, the 43s. Those are going to stay on the market, but all those Gen 3s
when you
and
say
Gen
keep,
4s,
they're going to continue going to producing.
Producing those because the switches don't they're not work
going
on
to,
those.
They're not going to take back ones that have already been sold.
Nope,
there's nothing.
Nope, there's not going to be a
this
recall
is
or
going
like
forward.
That. Going forward. So basically what's going to happen is, and I might as well just read this right now because it's very interesting.
Yeah.
The Glock is introducing a brand new series. So they've been, my first Glock was a Glock. No series. You know, it was the first Glock.
It was made of stone. Was round.
It was ugly, and it was bulky. They called them blocks. You know, as a joke. That was the joke. Nobody wants to
got
buy
a block.
I remember that. Uh-huh. You know, it's like, who wanted to buy a Saturn? It's a plastic car. Well, who wanted to buy a Glock? It's a plastic gun. Well, yeah. It kind of caught on, you know?
Right.
Durability, you know, and the melanite finish, how tough they are. And
yeah.
So they're good guns. Now,
I didn't think Melanites carried guns. No, that's
no,
Mennonites.
Sorry. And Klingons and Vulcans. So we're going to get into weird stuff now. So Glock is introducing a brand new line. Instead of having Glock series, you know, or Gen 3s and Gen 4s and Gen 5s,
yep.
Or even Gen 6s,
uh-huh.
They are, now the 6 still might come out, but they're introducing the Glock V series.
Okay.
So this is
going
this
forward. There'll be variations of the V series.
Yeah. This is their press release as of Thursday.
Okay.
Yesterday, a retailer not affiliated with Glock Incorporated made premature statements. So that's a smack on the knuckles right there. If Glock was a nun, he was going to get hit with a yardstick.
Here comes the ruler.
Yeah. Made premature statements concerning the availability of certain Glock pistols. The individuals making these representations are not authorized to speak for Glock, nor am I, just making that clear.
Yeah, and you're not. You're reading
not.
The press
I'm
release.
I'm trying to read a press release. Trying, because I don't read paper very well. But I talk like mad, but I can't read paper very good. So as part of Glock's commitment to future innovations, We are making necessary updates to our product line to align with upcoming offerings. Our dedication continues to be with maintaining the highest level of quality, reliability, and accessibility that you expect from Glock. The Glock V-Series is here to establish a baseline of products while simplifying our process. So in other words, they have so many models out. It used to be there was like four Glocks.
Right.
Now there's 40, Glocks, 40 yep. different models.
Yep.
And
car manufacturers did this a long time ago.
Yeah. You know, it's just like slimming GM down, We don't really need a Pontiac, right. Which was stupid. We should still have you driving Pontiacs, but anyways, born there. So V models will be available on the shelves and for media loan. Yes, that's me on December 25th.
Do you have your media credentials?
I kind of do. I have a shirt that says my name on it. Yeah. That's important. So, the Glock V-Series pistols are marked on the slide just like the other ones with a V only, but no longer you're going to see Gen 3. It's got a nice V on the side of it. So I'm excited. So
okay. So the new when does this start?
This starts in December.
Wow.
So it's happening real fast.
Dang.
And something
so
happened.
Listen, it's not that premature.
No, I didn't get what I think they were going to do a real nice release.
Rollout.
They had to rush it because a couple of people really blew it out in the open. So
were they going to do something like Steve Jobs used to do? You know, they'd have the big conference. They'd get,
wear a black turtleneck.
Black turtleneck, and he'd have the little microphone on his mouth.
Yeah. We are Glock, and we would sell you V models.
It's like they are making no guns. Yeah.
You will buy them by large numbers.
Oh, see how efficient this is.
So officially, Glock is saying in order to focus on the products that will drive our future innovations, we're making a strategic decision to reduce our current commercial portfolio.
Yes.
And concentrate on continuing to deliver the highest quality guns we can. So
okay.
Time will tell, but we're going to find out
starts
more
December.
Quickly.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
You better be part of I want you to reach out to them with your media credentials.
Yeah.
And do some testing.
I'll get a Glock, a couple 10 millimeters probably, and try them out. Because
And then we'll report on them.
I will. By God, I will. That's a good idea.
That's a great idea. And I think you need to get Jacob involved as well.
Oh, he's involved always. Yeah, he's the
and
one that
get
was,
one for him too.
He was just all over me about this. He goes, Dad, you got to do the whole show on Glocks. I don't think it's the whole show, but it's going to be a chunk of
Kid's kind of smart.
He is smart. And, I got stopped the other day at Williams. I was walking in Williams, and I said hi to a guy, and he goes, "You're Jonathan Smith. I recognize your voice. You're the gunsmith." I go, "Hey, how are you? Sorry about your headache, And does it go away with Tylenol or aspirin?
Just turn the radio off.
He goes, I miss Jacob so much. He immediately went to Jacob.
Yeah.
I miss Jacob so much. And I appreciate him. He was just a very, very nice guy. And I miss Jacob being on the show too. But with his kidney problems and his work schedule, he just can't be here. Yeah. He's actually out working the heart screening this morning.
Oh, geez.
It's going to be an early end for him for the day.
Out in Sandusky, Sandusky High School. Get out there. If you've got teenagers, it's a free heart screening.
Yes.
It's a simple, easy check. It saves lives. You want to don't become a victim. Don't let a tragedy strike your family.
And don't think because there's no signs of any problems that there's no problems.
Yep.
Amazing, the totally healthy kids that we get that we find that have problems. So
we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1.